Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, Zach Blackerby here with you on Locked On Auburn, and it is a Charlie Tuesday. Charlie 5 with the Auburn Bunker joining us. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Jaws is in the corner. He may talk.
That may be the best intro you've ever done. I love the enthusiasm.
Thank you, Jaws. Thank you. It's 100% sincere. A lot has happened since the last time you've been on.
Yes, it has.
What's your favorite thing that's happened since the last time you've been on?
We played a basketball game, even though it wasn't that fun to watch. Kind of took a whole week off of getting that midweek game in. But
right.
Probably, you know, we had some, seems like we picked up a little recruiting momentum over the weekend.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks, I mean, what a stud. And I watched a little bit of his tape before recording yesterday's podcast, and that guy can kind of do everything.
He can. He played little offense and defense, hand on the ground, stand up, get after the passer, rush up the middle. It's a big ad, you know. Fun for him.
He probably got his
little signing bonus at Tennessee, and then he gets to come to Auburn.
Yeah, they handed him a few McDonald's bags, right, and then he got out of there.
Enjoyed that signing bonus. No.
We're joking.
Obviously.
That's a joke.
Total joke.
We
Kidding.
Weren't serious there
he
at
said,
all.
He said no to McDonald's when he signed.
Absolutely. All right, so other recruiting news, and this isn't an ad or anything, but just looking ahead to next year, Auburn's quarterback next year, Garner, a lot of excitement about him budding right now after a camp this past weekend.
Right, he had a big 7-on-7 rivals camp and really stood out. There was another quarterback there that some people may have heard of named Gunnar Stockton.
Dead to all of us.
But no,
who is that?
Gunnar Stockton, 5-star.
Who?
Yeah, never heard of him. 5-star quarterback.
You know, I never wanted him anyway.
Me neither.
We didn't need him to be a part of this club. What? Yeah. No, we didn't need that.
He had a bad attitude.
Yeah, that's
didn't,
it.
Didn't really want
him. I bet.
Behavioral risk.
I bet Harson was like, you know what? No thanks.
No thanks. Character flaws. He had character flaws.
Yeah, he and Bubba are like, we can't have this guy on our team. Nope. What?
Move on.
But no, he picked George over us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was at the same camp. Rivals analyst said that Holden was by far the most consistent quarterback. Had great timing, great accuracy. The most exciting thing, he was throwing deep ball dimes.
I miss deep ball dimes on the planes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's something to get excited about.
Yeah.
Probably going to see his ranking shoot up here pretty shortly, I would imagine.
You got to think if he would have committed somewhere else that he'd already be way higher.
Come on.
I'm one of those people.
Let's not go. It's conspiracy theory already.
Are you not one of those people?
No. He's going to jump
really?
Up.
Really?
No.
Of all the stuff that you say, that's you don't subscribe to that?
No. I think that the only thing is I think that sometimes they will wait. If a kid commits to a really good program like Alabama or Georgia, they may think he's actually better than he is because they take him. But for the most part, I don't buy into the Bama bumps or the Auburn drops just because they commit to Auburn.
Really?
No, I don't buy into that.
You're joking.
No, I don't.
Wow. Okay. All right.
I like to be a contrarian.
No matter what.
No matter what, even if it's surprising.
So at the time of us recording this, it appears that Auburn has picked up someone else.
Yeah, it looks
so like. So I don't want to. I'm just putting that out there as insurance just in case we totally get burned by this.
Well, if we don't, we're going to blame Brian.
Okay.
Because he did his bat signal tweet.
You mean Coach Harson?
Coach Harson. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Coach Harson. He did his bat signal tweet. You know, that he does right before we pick up a commit. So it's looking like it's going to be, if I had just, you know, based off the information we have, probably a grad transfer, Drayshon Miller from West Virginia, cornerback, 6'2", 180, 190, whatever, from Marietta, Georgia.
Okay.
He's a JUCO kid. He went JUCO out of high school.
Right.
Went to West Virginia, had a big year. And he thinks he's good enough to be one and done. So he says he has 2 years left, but he's hoping to only use one, and he wants to play in the SEC. It's pretty much down between us and Mississippi State, but we got the bat signal, so I kind of feel like it's about to pop.
Do you like the Auburn made thing that Harson tweets out, or you like the boom thing that Gus tweeted out more?
I like Auburn made because I hated trying to count the exclamation points behind the boom to figure out.
There's a lot there, yeah.
Figure out, you know, which commit it was, because there can be a lot of booms. I mean, there's like 25 kids in a class. That's a lot of exclamation points.
All right, so let's just have this conversation, assuming that he is committed at the time of us recording this. The loser in this is Nehemiah Pritchett, right?
It could be. It could be. I looked up the PFF stats from his season last year, and he's actually a very comparable player in coverage to Roger McCreary. So he's a little bit lower than Roger, but a little bit higher than Pritchett. One thing that jumped out to me was the there's a stat on there. It's really cool. It's a really cool platform, but there's a stat on there that shows you.
Are you using my account for that?
No comment.
Okay,
no comment.
Got it. But,
there's a stat on there that's basically what opposing quarterback's passer rating is against you.
Right.
So and he was, you know, way better than any of our corners, any of our DBs, period. So he had a much, like, opposing quarterbacks had a way lower QB rating against him than any of the corners we have. So he's a very good coverage guy, not a great tackler. His tackling rates or his tackling grades are pretty low, but like you said, I don't know necessarily if it's so much of a, it hurts Nehemiah because he's ranked high too. It's just more guys in the rotation, more guys that can compete. So that's only going to make everybody better.
I wonder what the sales pitch was to get him, because Auburn's cornerback room is pretty stacked right now.
It's stacked with bodies. Top end, like that top end talent. It seems like, you know, you got Roger and you got Nehemiah, and then I think there's a big drop.
I think Jalen's not that far behind them.
Well, I feel like there's a pretty sizable drop
really?
behind them, and it may just be because he didn't get a lot of playing time. But, you know, I think this guy goes in the top getting the top three of our you know, corners, and, you know, really build that depth in that room.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Jalen won the job going into last season.
Yeah, I think he pulled a hammy. Was it
against Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah, early.
Early, and then just never really got back. Those things can be tough to come back from.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Pritchett now has got a season worth of experience. It's
right.
Just, you know, how much of that matters. Because, I mean, Jalen was the favorite. It really seems like he won that job coming out of camp last year.
Right, right. So, you know, where do they all fit in? We'll just, you know, kind of have to see.
Yeah, and Ferguson and I did a show last week where I think the title was just like, Auburn's corners are going to ball out. And it's like,
yeah.
I'm really, really high on this cornerback room. I really, really am. So you look at it, and it's like, are they going to find ways to put three of these guys on the field? And, like, maybe you move Tennyson to safety or something like that. You can get creative with with the defensive backfield. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, the biggest thing is it gives you a lot more options. A lot more options to get guys on the field. And we play a lot more passing teams that throw the ball around. So, you know, more options helps there.
Absolutely. Hey, today's show brought to you by our good friends at Home Field Apparel. It is the best place to buy Auburn gear. Love the vintage, cool, unique, and very comfortable shirts. They also have joggers now for some schools, which is exciting. Are you a big joggers guy?
No.
No, I'm not either.
I can't pull it off.
But if you are, they're the place to go.
Absolutely.
They also got hoodies and sweatshirts and all kinds of different stuff. They dropped their Auburn line in September, and I think a lot of folks would really, really benefit from checking out all the stuff that they have. So go to homefieldapparel.com right now. Use promo code Auburn, AUBURN. How easy is that to remember?
Seems pretty easy.
Yeah. Use promo code Auburn for 20% off. That's at homefieldapparel.com. Also, today's show brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. And this is the best place in the world, in the interwebs, to buy parts for your car, your truck, or your SUV. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, or SUV. And write Locked On Auburn in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. That's at rockauto.com. AuburnTigers.com. So you broke some news on this show a few weeks ago, and we didn't even realize that you were breaking the news.
You know, if you want not very interesting inside information, this is your place. This is the place to be, and I'm your guy. So, like I said a couple of weeks ago, our buddy Team Dad, Cord Sandberg, commits and signs with Eastern Kentucky.
How did you know? How?
Well, I'm the guy on the driving range that will just go up and make awkward conversation, and I do it for this show.
Thank you, by the way.
I just went up and asked Cord where he was going, and he said Eastern Kentucky.
Actually, give us how this conversation went real quick.
Hey, Cord, where are you going?
No way. You didn't even small talk at first?
No, I mean, I've talked to him a few times, but
you go up to him like, man, the greens are really rolling today. Hey, where are you transferring to? Yeah. No, you just went straight to it.
I went right in. I don't play games. I don't waste time.
And he was just straight up with you. He's like, Eastern Kentucky.
He's like, yeah, I'm talking mostly with Eastern Kentucky. And then he talked about the whole, you know, things should open up more about, you know, where options are after signing day.
How did you end the conversation with Cord Sandberg, Team Dad? Was it right after that? You're like, okay, thanks.
I think it was like,
okay, bye.
That's all I needed.
I was like, good luck. We'll miss you. Something like that. Something really awkward. And then I just sped off. Never to be seen again.
That's awesome.
Like, all right. Hey, you're pulling your swing a little to the right. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, be better, Cord. Thanks.
Swing from the other side. That's a left-handed joke.
Oh, got it. All right, so did you see the tweet about Smoke Monday leading practice?
Yeah. As leading the workouts. That's good to see.
Is he the number one leader on this team right now?
I don't think he's the number one, but...
You know what? Let's do a list of our top five leaders real
quick. Oh, yes.
Just on the spot right here.
I'll just have to make it up. I had no idea.
All right. My number five is Bo Nix.
Ooh. Okay. My number five is Zakobi McLean.
Okay. My number four is Zakobi McLean.
Wow.
My number four is Smoke. And let me say something.
Why is he that far down?
Let me say something about Smoke really quick. So when Smoke came in, he was like 6'2". 170 pounds, like, or 180 pounds, like, not, I'm sorry, he's like 6'3", but really skinny guy.
Sure.
And every year, it seemed like he never gained weight. Like, never gained weight in never, you know, a lot of his Instagram is a lot of fashion stuff or, like, taking pictures of my shoes. So
what do you think of his fashion game real quick?
Oh, he's got that drip.
The drip? All right, good.
No, but so he always kind of struck me as somewhat of a, I don't know, sort of like a me guy versus, you know, and he always just never seemed to take that next step until last year. You know, it seemed like he gained a lot of good weight in the offseason, really stepped up his play on the field, and now you see him leading workouts, and you wonder, has it clicked with him? Has he become like, you know, a big, I'm all in on this team? Because I think he's got NFL potential.
I do too. There's a few things he needs to work on. I think he came back to work with Mason.
Right. And if those things have clicked, and that's why I have him actually on the list, because you see stuff like that, him being loud, him being motivational, being a leader in workouts. That's like, to me, that was like the last thing he needed to add to his game to really, you know, take that next step.
Cool. Yeah, I have him higher. My number three, Shedrick Jackson. Every former like offensive player I talk to, they talk about Shedrick Jackson.
I just never hear anything from him. I don't know.
I don't hear anything from. I think there's different forms of leadership, right?
Sure.
I think there's the Deshaun Davis type of leadership, and I think there's guys like Shedrick Jackson that are like guys in the locker room that hold this team together. I firmly believe Shedrick Jackson has a very important role on this team. It's just not on the field.
Right. My number three is Tank. And
oh man, I didn't put him on my list.
The reason is...
That's a whiff on my part.
The reason...
But I got Shedrick Jackson on there, baby.
Takedown. Anyway, so Tank is the guy... When you have that alpha in the room...
Shedrick Jackson. Right?
Yeah. You need him to be front and center in workouts, and he's in a lot of these videos.
You're right.
He's doing a lot of this private training off the field, you know, with his workout guys and this, that, and the other. He clearly is he knows what he's got to do to get it done, and when those guys are out there putting in the effort, it makes everybody else want to, you know, jump in behind, because they know, hey, this guy's going to be an NFL player. I need to be like him. So that's why he's number three on my list.
Who's your number two?
That would be Owen the Freak Papo, or Papo, however you say it.
Yeah, it changes every week.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was self-explanatory. My number two is Shivers. All the former players that you talk about, you know, what happened over the offseason, they talk about Shivers stepping up and speaking to the team and all that. I think that's important. So I went with him.
I hear you. Owen was the first one of the Iron Men of the Week on defense. He was the first defensive Iron Man of the Week, which was that AU Strength Twitter.
I talked about that yesterday.
Where they tweet out, you know, I guess who works out the hardest,
yeah,
most, whatever. Right. I don't know. I don't know. But he was the first defensive player. So obviously he's a leader in the weight room.
And then my number one is Smoke Monday because I think he's the leader of this team.
Well, my number one's Bo because the quarterback has to be the face of the team.
Doesn't have to be.
And he is he's all on his videos. He's the number one offense. He was the first offensive Iron Man of the Week.
Sure.
And I think it kind of all starts at the quarterback and works its way down. So Bo's my number one leader.
All right, when we come back, we got some shout-outs that Charlie Five's going to give out in just a moment right here on Locked On Auburn. Today's show brought to you by our friends at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA is not. College basketball is not. The NHL is not. And the MLB will be here before you know it. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds. Did you just headbutt the mic?
No.
You just headbutted the microphone, intern Jaws. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag. You can use your mobile device or your desktop, whatever. BetOnline.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Charlie Five, what are we wrapping up today with?
Cool, I got some the bunker was top-notch this past week.
Okay,
there was,
good.
There was some good stuff. So this post by the name cracks me up. The Gorgeous Randy Flamethrower. Okay. His post is, he was feeling himself, okay? He said, "You ever get a haircut so good that it changes the light in which you view yourself? My life has a new ceiling. I envy no one." Oh, man.
The name makes that so much better.
The too. Gorgeous Randy Flamethrower. That was really good stuff.
This is on an Auburn message board?
Yes.
Well,
yeah. So
I respect it.
Yep.
I respect it.
This one, I think I sent you some of the stuff out of this. This one had so much gold in it, and it's just so random and so typical bunker, okay? So Russ 47.
Uh-huh.
I know Russ. We've had lunch together. Nice guy.
Was Russ 1 through 46 already taken?
It was.
Okay.
So
a lot of Russes on the bunker.
There's tons of Russes. So his the thread title is Dead Deer Removal ...
Oh, you did send me this one. Yeah.
So when you see that, you got to click. That is a catchy title right there. So
should we name the pod that?
Yeah. This episode is Dead Deer Removal ... Anyway, he basically says a deer got hit on the highway and dies in his yard. What's the county protocol for removal? Okay. So, again, I keep calling this guy out, but S-Town Enthusiast, he says, if you were a good person, you would bury that deer yourself and give it a good Christian burial. And then Lewis 3882 comes back to that and says, deer are pagan. There was another good one. I'll find it. Juan Blee. I think that's it. He says, "I think a burial at sea would be appropriate." Just like, this is all off of a guy asking how to remove a dead deer from a yard. It's just so typical, bunker. And then this is even more peak bunker. So there's a joke on the bunker. It's like, it's called snake IDs. It's like,
okay,
where people just be like, "Hey, what kind of snake is this I found in my yard?" And people tell them. But this one is from a longtime poster, Eagle 5.
Wait, do people just like post incorrectly? Is that the joke?
No, they're like, I got, hey, I'm very concerned about this snake in my yard. What is this? Apparently, we just think there's 1,000 snake experts on the bunker, but you'll get, those are good threads too, because you'll get a lot of people.
Well, it's funny because people do it on Facebook too, so that's funny.
Yeah. So this guy's a longtime poster, great poster. His name's Eagle Five.
Does Charlie Five and Eagle Five ever team up?
You know what? We should.
We should.
We really should. Yeah. But we have not yet.
All right.
He says, drivel time, the proper way to kill a rattlesnake. And it's the most intense video. So basically, make a long story short, this guy is telling you the proper way to kill a rattlesnake.
Okay.
He walks up to a rattlesnake, puts his foot on him, grabs him by the tail, puts his foot on his head, grabs him by the tail. And as he's holding it, like the snake is, you know, I'm just waiting for the snake to bite him. And he goes, you know, this is the way you kill, the proper way to kill a rattlesnake. And then he takes it and he cracks it like a whip. And the snake just stops moving. He's like, that breaks his neck. And it was just like the most intense video. And somebody said AU Civil was the very first, AU Civil was the very first post. And he says, 99% of the people that watch this video will get bit trying to grab it by the tail. Just there's so much, the most random thing on the bunker.
Uh-huh.
It's just so funny. There's not a lot of football talk right now, so things get weird.
Sure. Okay. And we got to do a shout down.
Yeah, we got one shout down. You know the guy, everybody knows this guy. It's a guy that goes really intense whenever he sees a headline.
Right.
Doesn't ever click and read. He just fires off. Okay. Right. So we got one of those we got to talk about. That's Creed Killer, Creed_Killer. Mm-hmm. He titled a thread, Bo Nix?
Right.
And it was about your pod talking about Barrett Salee.
Right.
And I think in the title maybe you said something about, is Bo Nix done?
Question mark,
something like that. And it was, you know, Barrett Salee who makes a living off, how can I have the most outrageous take ever? And somehow he continues to get.
I like Barrett, but he's wrong a ton.
Yeah,
but I do like him.
Yeah, because you try to if you're constantly trying to have the hottest take, you're gonna. Yeah.
It was last Wednesday's show. The title was "Is Bo Nix Done?" Cooper Draft Talk Gus at UCF Too many ? What's the name of the show?
Right. So
one of the best shows I've ever had. Thank
he
you.
He didn't listen.
Creed Killer.
Right. He didn't listen. Yeah. Thanks, Creed Killer, for the pub. Anyway, he. He clearly didn't listen to the pod, and he basically just thought that you were agreeing with Barrett Salee and that you and Barrett Salee are both, quote, abysmal.
Wow.
And it went 2 pages, which was kind of funny. And,
sure.
The
first few was all like, yeah, let's like, Blackerby's the worst.
Yeah.
And then the people are like, that listened to it were like, yeah, he didn't say that.
Yeah. I think I came in white knighted for a few minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Prince.
Yeah. I just basically said, did you even listen to the podcast?
It was the first thing too. So yeah,
listen to the whole thing. Just listen to like the first couple of minutes and you're like, oh, whatever. Wait, he doesn't agree with Barrett Salee.
Struck down by the boys at Locked On Auburn.
Yeah. So
Creed, try again.
Creed Killer. Keep listening.
Or keep maybe listen to one show. That'd be great. That would mean a ton.
Or the opening like 2 or 3
question
minutes.
Question mark? Yeah.
Question mark.
Anything else?
That's all shout outs.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Did we talk about everything we need to? We're about out of time.
Sure.
What else do you have?
Oh man. I just can't believe you didn't want to talk about the basketball game yesterday.
Yeah.
On your pod.
So I have to do after the game, our post-game show on ESPN 106.7, and it was really hard talking about that game for an hour, Charlie Five.
I bet.
I mean, you talk about abysmal. That game was abysmal.
Yeah, it got out of hand quick, and there was no turning it around. It was bad. So
when they started out so good, and the guy I was, he was my co-host for the day. He was filling in for Jaws, actually. And he's like, oh, we're going to kill him. And I'm like, dude, no, we're not.
Yeah.
And then, like, but we made it like the first several shots and we looked good. And he's like, see, I told you. And I'm like, dude, I hope you're right. But we're only like 3 minutes into the game.
First TV timeout. After the first TV timeout, it was over.
Yeah. And it's like, how are we down 20? Like,
over fast. It got out of hand.
I was playing a video game. I was on a phone call with a friend and I was like, oh, we got a 6-point lead. That's going to change here in about 2 minutes. He's like, why? Because, like, Auburn does not care. And then we turned around and it's like, oh, we're losing by 20? Oh, okay. Well,
right. They got LSU has some scores, and once they got going, there was no stopping it. And our intensity on the defensive side right now is lacking.
Right.
But, you know, some of it's somewhat understandable, and then some of it's, you know.
I mean, the combination of youth and you're not playing for anything and other teams are peaking right now, it's just it's tough.
Not a good recipe.
It's not. And I don't think people should really read into it.
No, no.
I don't think it means anything long term. It's just there's nothing to play for this year. If they win out, it's great. If they lose out, it still has zero impact going in next. I'd love to beat Alabama, though. That would be great.
Yeah. Maybe we can end on a high note. Yeah. They should have the – I mean, that should be able to – and it's that game in of itself should be able to raise your intensity level.
Yeah, so. I mean, you can go into that game in Tuscaloosa with that being your Super Bowl.
Sure.
You can do that.
Against the number 6 team in the country.
Right.
Yeah, yes. And you can go into Tuscaloosa, beat them on their court. They may not even be playing for anything, but you are. You can be. And for Cooper, this may be his only chance to beat Alabama. Because, you know, they fell just short in his first game with Auburn. So, Jaws, where can people find you, buddy?
Follow me on Twitter at InternJaws.
Sweet. Whose list did you like more, by the way? Leadership list.
I would definitely say Charlie.
He loves you. He loves you.
Number one fan.
Yeah, that's okay.
Got to keep it rolling.
All right. Where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5 or AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, or Auburn Undercover, 247 Sports, The Body Get Aboard.
Sweet. I'm on Twitter at ZBlackerby. The show's on Twitter at Locked On Auburn and on Instagram at Auburn Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.